Welcome to Töne und Temperamente Short Version, If Time is Tight. Today's topic, how Mozart ended up in a sweet treat. How did he manage that? If you have a well-known name, or even better, if you are a celebrity, it can be turned into a brand, giving your fame an extra boost and potentially leading to greater income. Unfortunately, of Wolfgang Amadeus Mozart, this merchandising effect only kicked in many, many years after his death. Today, Salzburg Airport is named Wolfgang Amadeus Airport, and the Austrian Federal Railways run an extra express train called the Mozart between Salzburg and Munich. There are coffee sets, perfume, retirement homes, hotels, and cruise ships, all bearing his name, just to name a few. When the first Mozart monument was unveiled in September 1842 at Michaelisplatz in Salzburg, the shops were filled with Mozart cult objects. Mozart pipes, Mozart busts, Mozart bread, Mozart pins, Mozart wine, Mozart statues, and so on. And even today you can still buy customized Mozart's souvenirs. Mozart's phone cases, Mozart pens, or Mozart ties. You'll find Mozart's portrait on shot glasses and golf balls, and there is Mozart as a jumping jack for your wall or as a rubber duck for your bathtub. But the most famous merchandising product worldwide, you guess it, is the Mozartkugel, or better called the Mozart Praline. So, how did our dear Wolfgang end up in a praline? In 1890, Salzburg confectioner Paul Fürst created this praline, originally named Mozart Bonbon, or let's say Mozart Candy. The confection has been called Mozartkugel, and it is still handmade according to the original recipe at Fürst's Patisserie, about 1.4 million pieces per year. A praline is formed from green pistachio marzipan surrounded by nougat. This praline is skewered on a wooden stick and dipped in dark chocolate. To allow it to cool and harden, the praline is placed upright, then the stick is removed and the little hole is filled with more chocolate. Finally, it is hand-wrapped in blue printed foil, of course, featuring a portrait of Mozart. The largest industrial producer in Austria is Mirabelle, owned by the U.S. corporation Kraft. According to their own statements, they produce over 90 million Mozartkugeln annually and export them to more than 30 countries. But the world's largest Mozartkugel producer is Reber, from Bad Reichenhall in Germany. Reber makes about 180 million pieces per year. But why a praline for Mozart? Maybe because he had a sweet tooth? Yes, Wolfgang Amadeus Mozart really was a sweet tooth. He had a great fondness for sweets, especially marzipan, candied fruits, and chocolate. And in his letters, he often mentioned his love of sweets. For example, in once wrote he to his wife Constanze, asking her to get him a few good pralines. I think the famous Mozartkugel is a tribute to his passion for marzipan and chocolate. In Salzburg and Vienna, marzipan was a popular delicacy during Mozart's time. In one of his many Vienna apartments, the Mozarts moved several times within the city, there's even an evidence that he had marzipan delivered from special confectioners. And it's said that Mozart enjoyed spending time in Vienna's coffee houses and patisseries, treating himself to sweets. So, the Mozartkugel, which has existed since 1890, seems to be a late homage to the master, because it contains exactly the ingredients Mozart loved: marzipan, nougat, and chocolate. Oh, and that reminds me, Norbert Fürst from the first confectionery dynasty that brought the Mozartkugel into the world, created a Bach cube in 1985 on the occasion of Johann Sebastian Bach's 300th birthday. This cube consists of nougat truffle, coffee truffle, and marzipan, all covered in dark chocolate. And the coffee truffle could remind on Bach's coffee cantata, which I talked about in our very first podcast, which I titled The Smile of Johann Sebastian Bach. Anyway, no, I'm craving chocolate. Until next time, or as they say in Vienna, Pfirti, Servus and Baba. Das war eine Folge von Töne und Temperamente, das wohltherapierte Klavier. Danke, dass Sie sich zugeschaltet und bis hierhin gelauscht haben. Schön wäre es, wenn Sie diesen Podcast bewerten und abonnieren. Denn damit erhöhen Sie seine Reichweite und das wiederum würde uns sehr helfen, denn dann werden wir mehr gehört. Und wenn Sie dazu keine Lust oder Zeit haben, dann ist das auch in Ordnung. A bientôt!